Welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Radio.
Yay!
Surprise!
I just started right after we were made a comment on reviews of games that don't deserve as good of or deserve better reviews.
Yeah, but I don't know. Reviews are super subjective because reviews are, in the end, someone's opinion, right? So, I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt. I will say, though, if, like, everybody everywhere is like, no, don't play this game, probably it's not that great. Like,
save your $3 on a different game.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of games out there that we know aren't good, but are, like, only $3.
That's true. Like, it depends. It depends on how much you're willing to spend on, like, something that maybe is hilarious for a bit, but that's about.
Is it $3 hilarity?
I don't know, but for, like, $3, you can get a really good game, like, in that. So everybody also has phones nowadays, right? Nowadays.
Phones and PCs.
It's true.
What is your current phone game addiction right now?
Well, it's not really an addiction because I beat it really fast. So I guess it kind of was an addiction, but I...
You can't go any further with.
I beat it. I am actually very slowly playing through DLC of it, but the game that I got, Monument Valley, which is sort of a game that I've wanted to get for a while.
It's been out for a while now.
Yeah. Like, it's been out for a while. It was featured in, like, the TV show House of Cards in one season, even. So, like, one of the early seasons, too. So, like, one or two. So, and
it's been a few years then.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is super cute.
No, it's a really, really, really cool game. And it's I think it's specifically for the phone, maybe iPad. I'm not 100%. But it is, you do have to purchase it. Like, it is, I think it's maybe now that the good old Canadian dollar has plummeted. I think it was like $4.49 or something.
And now?
So, well, that is now.
That is now.
That is now. Our dollar is not doing well.
Which is why you got to be careful with that game budget.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all. Yeah, you got to spend those $3 wisely. Or $4.49. I bought Monument Valley. I also bought the DLC, I think, which was like $1.20 because, I played through Monument Valley so fast because it was just so good and so enjoyable. Basically it's a little tap game and it's a little puzzle game and you sort of are placed in this little world. It's sort of very geometric. And you're this little, I think she's a little Princess Ada. And she's a little, like, I guess it's kind of like a, I don't want to say a dunce hat, but, you know, like, oh, what are those princess hats? I don't know. The big cone ones.
I know exactly which one you're talking about, and I have to wonder if princesses actually wore that at any given point.
I have no idea, but it doesn't have, like, little frills or anything. It's just sort of, like, very, once again, this is all, like, about geometry. Like, it is, it's really cool. And it sort of also has like a little story behind it as well. Like at points you go talk to NPCs and they'll just sort of give you, I guess, a brief overview of what happened sort of thing. Because at the end of each level, you are offering up this sacred geometry, which is, it doesn't really make sense, but it's like apparently... like Princess Ada has stolen all these geometry and now she's going.
Princess Ada.
I know. It's an interesting little story though, because it's very simple and you're coming into it like, I guess, halfway, right? So she's already gone and stolen all of the geometry and you are now putting it back because I think things are in disarray sort of thing, but and you have to help her sort of tap navigate through, you know, these little geometric shapes and buildings and little worlds, and it's very cool. Like,
see, I have seen Monument Valley, and the first thing I thought, because I think I was overlapping and very tired because it was back when I was still in school, I was like, man, This looks like some kind of Journey ripoff.
Yeah.
Because just the style of it.
I guess kind of.
Not like, definitely not in the gameplay. Definitely not in the gameplay. But
no.
Well, so it has that cute sort of...
I can see what you mean. It has like that sort of very geometric... Like, they're definitely very different games, and I can see similarities.
The art style.
Yeah, I can see similar. Like, not, they're definitely very different, though.
Yeah. Like I said, I was very tired. This was, like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
It was a very different time for me. I had no access to a PlayStation 4.
Yeah. No, well, this doesn't, well, not, or PlayStation 3, but, well, this one is, like, Monument Valley is specifically, I think, once again, for your phone. Or iPad or tablet device. So yeah,
you're still a gamer if you're playing on your phone. By the way, everybody,
it's true.
You still count as
I don't know.
A
mobile games are fun.
They are.
Yeah, I actually. Then I went and downloaded because I went on a trip. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna download some games on my phone because I will hopefully always have my phone on me. So I also downloaded because I didn't really want to pay for more games or I couldn't figure out ones that I looked interesting that I would pay for and then be like, this is terrible. And I beat it in like 10 minutes.
You're talking about emulator?
Yeah, I got an emulator.
Long story short, you got an emulator.
Because I have actually previously I played through Earthbound on one of my phones with an emulator. And that was like. The easiest way for me to play Earthbound, and
well, it's hard to find unless you want to pay over $100, close to $200, if not more, depending on the shape.
It's on the Wii and the Wii U.
Well, I don't have a Wii U.
I know, but okay, you can easily like it is accessible again, and then also you can download an emulator and put it on your phone. So. And it's one of those, like, RPGs I find work really well on your phone because there isn't a lot, like, I guess in some you are running away from monsters attacking you a little bit, but not, like, there isn't a lot of, like, quick time events that you have to. So you don't need to have, like, the greatest, like, UI, I guess, for the...
Yeah.
Rest of it sort of thing. So, yeah.
Well, I was going back through the old Pokemon games when the batteries inside mine died.
Yeah.
To play on my phone. I mean, like, this is such a boring sociology class, so, or anthropology class.
Okay.
Remember, you should not get distracted in classes. You should concentrate on your work. Don't do what I did and get distracted by Pokemon that drain the battery out of your phone.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's the other thing. If you don't have battery backup... Stuff like that can drain your phone. Or a good or a decent phone, I guess. I don't know.
Well, even then. I mean, I've been playing Robot Unicorn Attack again.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. There's two of them.
Okay.
And it just totally kills my phone. Like, no one's business. So
I would say Monument Valley does not kill my phone. It's actually pretty good, so.
We should have, like, a super in-depth phone episode someday. On which does and does not kill batteries.
I guess, yeah.
User interfaces. Phone stuff.
Phone stuff. Yeah, I guess so. Phones are, yeah.
So next month, a game I've been waiting for since last year is finally coming out.
Persona 5?
You guessed it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm aware.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I guess like I don't have access to it, so I'm not really excited. And I played through one round of Persona 4, and it's kind of like I didn't get a good ending. Like, so I'm kind of like I'm over it because I spent a lot of time on it. But whatever.
No, I'm pretty stoked about this. This is why you're just giving me heck for not getting Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, because you're saving up for this one.
Yes.
I see.
I want my brutal dating sim, okay?
Yeah, no, it's okay. Persona, like, the series definitely has a place, and I think it's, like, a great, hilarious mashup.
Of dating sim and RPG?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it works well. I would assume Persona 5 is going to be, like, I hope the best yet. Like, Because definitely, you know.
It looks the best.
4 was an improvement on 3. So
debatable.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to start a fight here?
You know, I'm just like, technically, it definitely is better.
Okay. Interface, yes, but characters, no.
Okay.
That's my opinion, okay?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Oh, whatevs.
Yeah.
But no, I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm glad that's finally going to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm finally going to be able to seduce and steal things again, and it'll be good.
Yeah.
And it will fill some part of my heart that anime left when I broke my anime habit.
I guess so. Yeah, it is pretty anime. It probably also has full motion video stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I would assume. So, like, the other two did they not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But chances are I'll probably get them at the same time. I'll start putting my pennies away and be like, I need new games that aren't Fallout and aren't Night in the Woods and not Dragon Age.
You still haven't beat Dragon Age?
I haven't. I got distracted by other shiny games.
I got stuck
in the midst of a boss battle that was upsetting me.
Which boss battle?
Some sort of temple where he seals you in and... Oh, it was like in the snow area.
Nah, don't really remember.
Yeah, me either, because it's been a while. All I know is I seduced the Iron Bull and Freddie Prinze Jr. is now in a giant dragon-like body and... Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. is the Iron Bull.
Oh, okay, but he's a dragon-like body. He's not a dragon.
Yeah, no, that's what the Kunari are.
Is. Supposed to be, like, dragons?
Yeah, descended from dragons.
I don't think that's the lore.
That is the lore, though.
Okay, I believe you. I'm trusting you. I'm not 100%, I'm 90-10. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, well, yep. That's the theory, is they might be descended from a dragon.
Okay.
So, you know what? Next month, I will go and... Oh, but I really, really want to get the Switch, too. So I'm going to have to, like...
Oh, boy, you really, really, really want it?
Really,
you want it
really,
that bad?
I want to play Breath of the Wild, too, okay?
Oh, it's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I feel ya.
And now that I've discovered there are other horses you can get...
Yeah, I've got all the fancy horses, Megan. I do have all the fans. I actually have. I beat the game, sort of. I beat it, and then I felt bad because I didn't beat all the way. And apparently, there's different endings, so I stopped it, and have since gone back and done a lot of stuff. And I'm now at a point where I can beat it again, but I'm gonna try get all of the stuff. But yeah, I definitely got the, I found the fancy horses.
Well, now I'm jealous.
Yeah, though, yeah.
You know what I think my problem is right now with all the video games I've got?
Yeah.
I've got a case of video game ADD.
Yeah.
Where I just want to play them all at the same time.
But you can't.
I can't.
No.
Sorry. It's hard.
Yeah.
I want to finish all the games I've got. I want to build robots in Fallout. I want to beat Night in the Woods. And I want to do it all at the same time.
No.
And now there's a new game for the PlayStation Plus that I got, which is Tearaway, which I haven't played yet.
I think I've seen. Was it originally for the PSP?
I believe so.
I think it actually looks really cool, and I think there's cool things about it, but it just sort of falls flat.
Well, it's paper based.
Yeah. What?
You made a bad pun.
I didn't mean to.
No, I know you didn't. So
I'm glad you're paying attention to the terrible puns I'm making, I guess. Glad, in quotation marks.
No, neither of us should be glad about that pun.
Yeah, okay.
So right now I do want a lot of games, but I think I've got to stop for a little while because I do have a case of the video game ADD.
Where you gotta finish... One, at least.
Yeah, and I haven't even finished Pokemon Moon yet because I got distracted by shiny things on the PS4.
Hey, man, you gotta... I can finish a game, apparently, within a week. So, a 20-hour game, you know.
You've got, like, video game hyper-focus.
I just wanted to know what happened. Now I'm satisfied and will continue on and play it, finish it properly. I guess the other thing is the fact that you can finish it. Like, you don't have to do any of the stuff.
I mean, like, I've played this 3 hours, and now I want to finish it?
Yeah. No, well, you can go from the very start to Ganon's castle and fight Ganon in this game. Well. Like, it's not recommended. Like, and now I can definitely see why. But you could do it. And there will be people who can. And it will be bizarre.
Have you seen any of the videos of people who have yet?
No, I was waiting until I beat the game before I watched anybody else beat the game. So now I probably will, because I'm super interested to see. Because I'm sure there's somebody who's beaten, I think, in like 2 hours, which is
kind of crazy.
Yeah, because you do need to, I think you need to do like the tutorial area first, right? And which does, like, it's a pretty big area. And the whole game is pretty, like, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big game. I haven't, every time, like, I'm still playing it and going through, and then I'm like, oh, I have actually not been here. Like, there are several horse stables I hadn't found because I just, yeah.
I think the only thing stopping me from actually just breaking and picking up the game is that there's no way to get a Switch right now.
Yeah, because yes, of course there's no way to get a Switch. We knew this would happen. I'm not surprised at all. Like, no one should be surprised that
you
can't get the newest Nintendo thing.
But it kind of curbs the spending for a little while if you can't get it off the hop.
That's true. And hopefully you won't try to buy it on eBay like that somebody bought like 40 of them and now is selling them for like $600 a piece or whatever. Don't do that.
That's just mean.
It is mean.
See, people always do that with the Nintendo products as well. When there's something new that comes out, someone will scoop them all up. They did that with the re-release of the original Nintendo last Christmas.
The SNES.
People were selling them for, like, they originally marked at, what was it, $70?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They
selling
were
them for $300, $400, $600.
It's bad. Well, it's just, the thing is, Nintendo doesn't make enough for everybody. And it's just, like, they really, like, even not, you don't need to make enough for everybody, but make enough for the majority. Because if the majority can get at them, then there wouldn't be this problem of people reselling them.
I have to wonder if maybe Nintendo's looking back at the 80s when Atari made that mistake of making more than enough for everybody, where they made, like, say there's 2 million people who wanted something and they made 5 million consoles and then 6 million copies of E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo is being very careful this way.
I guess so. They don't want to. I could say that probably Nintendo is cautious. Like, they're pretty protective of their brand as a whole. So,
right above the president of Nintendo's office door is a sign that says, "Remember E.T."
Yeah. Oh.
Remember the Nevada dump site of E.T.
Yeah, remember. But, yeah. But Nintendo, yeah, I guess that's true. Atari could have.
Atari was a warning to everybody.
Atari, I guess, it probably let the Nintendo live, right? Because with its death.
With its death, Nintendo rose up the ranks.
Yeah.
And became the titan it is today.
That would be so disappointed. I could just think,
Can you imagine what could rise up in the ashes of Nintendo if it crashed, though?
It would be pretty, something that Nintendo would either have to kill itself, or the new next thing would have to be, like, way better than Nintendo.
Or the property will get adopted by
Disney? Nintendo.
I was going to say Sony or Microsoft would, like, take it under its wing like Sega got under Nintendo.
I kind of think, I think they would go for Disney. Disney would be the next thing to buy, like, I think nobody probably has enough money other than Disney.
Granted, Disney has already played with Nintendo properties in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah. A little bit, right?
So they've already had some.
Like, did they? But it was like a little bit as in, like, it was Mario. Well, they had Bowser.
They had Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's true.
They had M. Bison.
That's true. And the is
Q-Bert. They got Q-Bert.
Yeah, but is Q-Bert's not?
I think
Nintendo.
Oh, I think they're Namco.
Yeah.
Isn't Q-Bert Yeah. Pac-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if anything did happen to Nintendo after they're taking Atari's warning, if anything were to happen, Disney'd be like, yeah, we'll look after you. You just can't stop making Mario games. Mario meets Mickey.
Yeah, see? That'd be, yeah.
Super Mickey World.
Super Mickey World. Apparently the Epic Mickey games are pretty good, so.
They apparently are.
Yeah, I always wanted to play, just never got around to it.
You were too busy with the other Disney property?
Kingdom Hearts, yeah. I was too busy with that one. The other Disney video game property. Yeah.
Well, that's a thing.
I know.
Yay, Disney. They'll save Nintendo if anything happens.
Yeah, I don't think Nintendo is going anywhere.
I am almost tempted to restart the Kingdom Hearts games because they've re-released a few of them.
Yeah, I think that would, to be honest, be a good idea to like play the old or the play the new release of them, because there's probably looks better, probably plays better. Like, not saying that the other games are ugly or they don't play well. It's just like, you know, there's things that I don't like from the first game or the second game. Like that darn thing. The
gummy ship.
The gummy ship. There's such a bit. It wasn't fun. It was confusing. And you had to do it. And that was like the worst part.
And if you didn't build it right.
Yeah, well, I think I tried building them once, and then I, like, screwed it up too bad, and I was like, oh, well, let's just go back to what we originally had, because that worked okay.
We can get to 100 Acre Wood.
Exactly. No, you didn't, you didn't fly to the Winnie the Pooh area.
It's been a few years, alright.
I know, but you didn't fly there.
Alright, you went through the book.
You went through the book.
Exactly. Right.
I know. Yeah. Get your Kingdom Hearts facts right.
I have
they
been
didn't
corrected.
Fly there in the spaceship. They went through the book. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. If I want to get my RPG fix, I guess that's the next one I should do.
Kingdom Hearts is great. I love Kingdom Hearts. Like,
why does it sound like it pains you a little to say that?
Because it's some parts of it are terrible and weird. But I like, for the most part, it's like a really fun game. If you like Disney, which I do, like not the evil corporation, but the movies, it's fun. It's, you get to like hang out with the Beast or in Beauty and the Beast, and like the Little Mermaid stuff is hilarious and it's fun. In the second one, it's like a musical and it's like really cute. And then you also get to be lions.
And you also get to have Goofy and Donald casting spells.
Whatever,
and
they're okay. Like,
and hardcore Mickey, who is, you know, all.
Yeah, which was interesting because they could only apparently like afford to show the silhouette of Mickey in the first one. Yeah, because in the first Kingdom Hearts, you don't ever see him. You see, I think, like a silhouette of him. In the doorway. You hear him talk, too, but that's about it.
That's weird that they could afford every other property except for Mickey himself.
Well, Mickey, I'm sure, is worth, like, a ridiculous amount. Like, the reason copyright laws, like, extend to now 70 years or something is because of Mickey Mouse. And that's coming up soon, so we'll be interested to see what happens then. But
They can renew the idea of a cartoon mouse.
Yeah. It's true.
All of the video games that will happen after he gets released to the masses.
Yeah. Well, so in Kingdom Hearts 2, he was in it a lot, is the thing, which kind of confused me because it was very clear in the first one, like maybe they just didn't have faith in the game or something. Because but they also did put.
Well, if you were to hear Final Fantasy meets Disney at any other time and be like, how can this go wrong?
Yeah, I thought that was a brilliant combination, to be honest.
Well, I think back then they were putting out a lot of really bad junk games.
Are you saying Final Fantasy X-2 was a junk game?
I did say nothing of that sort.
I love that game. But I like, I don't know, like Kingdom Hearts, it seems like a thing that the guy who writes it, Tetsuya Nomura, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he has like a really long and winding story, and I don't know if he's finished it is the thing.
Do you know if he'll ever be finished?
I don't know. That's the kind of problem with Kingdom Hearts is that, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3 was announced like a year or 2 years ago.
I don't think it's just a Kingdom Hearts problem. I think it's a Final Fantasy problem in general.
Yeah, but Final Fantasy's come out. Like, Kingdom Hearts comes out, but all that we want is Kingdom Hearts 3, but we get 2.8 and then like another collection or then another mobile game. It's just like, it's just super, it's like, do you just not know how the story is going to end and that's why he's delaying it for so long?
Actually, going back to our very first thought on the mobile games, did you play the Kingdom Hearts mobile game?
No, and I won't.
I did, and it was not that bad, except it kept crashing my phone because too buggy and too new and too big.
Yeah, there's gonna be another. I don't like if people want to play the Kingdom Hearts mobile game, that's fine with me. I just like, I've played Chain of Memories for mm-hmm. I think that was for the Game Boy Advance. So like that's like that was the first.
I remember that
and
one.
That, yeah, that's a long time ago. That one's Kingdom Hearts are pixels, like it's not. And then the next one I played was 365 Days. The one where you play as like Roxas and the organization.
Right.
And it wasn't that fun or good. Like, which is kinda understandable because it was made for like the 3DS.
Yeah.
And like, but the old was it even the 3DS? Was it maybe just the DS? It was made for the DS, yeah. So it's not amazing. Like the graphics are okay. But it's just But of course, I've played two. I've played one. And they're really fun. And I would love to play 2.8, to be honest.
All right. So that makes three games I got to get then is 2.8, Horizon Dawn, and Persona 5.
I just think you'd like Horizon Dawn, especially since you enjoy Fallout. And this one is probably a little cooler than Fallout.
All right, then. Well, I guess that's that then. All right.
In
well,
the future.
I'm, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the video game ADD. Off
over
my back.
With, yeah.
And I will come back with reports on what I've conquered next week.
Excellent. I will tell you more of Breath of Wild that I've played.
Awesome.
Because that's gonna be it for a while, to be honest.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you this week. Keep slacking.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Bye.